This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here. It is the live Saturday edition. The number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
As we always do here on Free Talk Live, we will take your calls about anything. You can reach us on those toll-free lines. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you have that as an option. Lots of stuff to talk about on the table here tonight, but news out of Colorado, which is interesting. A lot of people, of course, are afraid about the idea of cannabis being legalized there. It happened in 2012 during a vote. It was a referendum. It took them a little while to kind of implement things, and in early 2014, the beginning of this year, January, Colorado became the first state to actually have legal cannabis, wherein you could go to a store, a cannabis dispensary of some sort, and you, as an adult, can purchase cannabis legally, walk out, and, you know, be totally fine. Now, there may still be a law in Denver, for instance, about smoking it in public. I believe that's still the case, but at the very least, it's legal to purchase it and transport it to your own home or to a, you know, piece of private property wherein you can consume it legally, which is very exciting. It's very good news. It's great news because, you know, it ends a good chunk of the war on drugs in Colorado, which is, I think, an exciting thing. It means that fewer people will be put in jail cells and have their lives ruined for being arrested for cannabis. And if you don't think that happens, you just don't know many people in the, you know, kind of the counterculture, the drug culture. But there's a lot of fear that comes around with this. And, you know, we've seen the headlines about a small child finds a marijuana cookie and eats the cookie and gets sick, or somebody got a brownie from somewhere and they didn't realize there was marijuana or cannabis baked into the brownie and they ate too much and they got sick. You know, so these stories do exist. There's no reason to doubt their veracity, I don't think. But that's one of the kind of the scares.
Sure, but I mean, let's think about those alcoholic beverages that are bright colors out
there. Yeah, sure. Very pretty, very attractive to children.
I'm sure that you're not hearing.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, they are sweet, and they taste just fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we never hear the stories about the kid that drank the Bartles and James.
Great point.
And
puked.
And, you know, puked or, yeah, or may have
blacked out.
You know, alcohol kills people.
No, that's true. That's true as well. And how often does alcohol causing problems make the front page of the newspaper? Not very often.
It's just poison control at that point.
Right, unless it's a drastic accident which, you know, caused tragic loss of life. Odds are good that somebody getting too wasted on alcohol and being stupid, doing something they'll regret, or perhaps losing control of their physical faculties, you know, that's so common, it's not news. Right, I mean, right. It's Saturday night. We're on the air across the United States. Odds are good a fair amount of our audience has some kind of an alcoholic beverage in their hand. And as the night goes on, then, you know, that amount, the percentage of that happening, it likely increases. So yeah, that's a great point, Mark. So yeah, okay, drugs, cannabis is legal in Colorado, so inevitably that means that there may be more of it in cookie or a brownie form, some sort of edible form. They've got the cannabis candy now as well.
But what they're not saying, what doesn't ever hit the news, because these pot brownie things, or, you know, pot candy bars or whatever, they hit the news and they hit it pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't hear is out of the Washington Post, since marijuana legalization, highway fatalities in Colorado are a near historic low.
Now, is that a correlative sort of thing, or is it just one of those interesting figures? There's no way to really say that, right?
No, there's, I don't know. I mean,
it's interesting.
When you can go to California, you can say that youth crime is down, mm-hmm, since marijuana's near legalization in California, and you can say that automobile accidents are a near historic low in Colorado. I mean, yeah, how do you find out how an automobile accident was caused?
Well, I mean, you can certainly, if the person's alive, they could be tested for substances. Well,
but this is a lack of accidents.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How do you figure out what a lack of accidents is caused by?
Right, right. Good point.
Well, the stoners are staying home, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Or maybe more. It'd be interesting to look at alcohol sales, too. What about alcohol sales? Have alcohol sales gone up, down, or stayed relatively the same after cannabis has been legalized? Because you could theorize that, you know, maybe somebody, if they can purchase cannabis legally, would be more likely to purchase cannabis than perhaps drink alcohol. I mean, I have known people.
I can tell you that alcohol manufacturers have always historically been against marijuana legalization.
They have lobbied, actually. They've paid alcohol manufacturers, I believe, are some of the members of the so-called Partnership for a Drug-Free America, which is, of course, an ironic thing because alcohol is the most powerful, probably tied with heroin for the most powerful destructive drug out there. And it's, you know, mostly legal. So here's the news, actually. This is pretty interesting news from Reason.com, their hit-and-run blog. New survey data from Colorado indicate that marijuana legalization, so far, has not led to an increase in pot smoking by teenagers, as prohibitionists warned that it would. In the 2013 Healthy Kids Colorado survey, 37% of high school students reported that they had ever tried marijuana, down from 39% in 2011. The percentage who reported using marijuana in the previous month also declined from 22% in 2011 to 20% in 2013. Now, is it really fair to look at 2013 numbers here in this study? I guess it was it legal in 2013? I don't think it was. I think it was, like, was it legal to possess it after the voters passed this in 2012? In 2013, did it become legal to just kind of have pot? Well, and then in 2014, it became legal to buy the pot?
I think they just kind of ramped down arrests. I mean, it's got to be very, demoralizing for a police officer to when the vote's, been had but has not been implemented.
The percentage who reported using marijuana in the previous month also went down from 22% to 20%. The State Department, Public Health and Environment, which oversees the survey, says these decreases are not statistically significant, but they are part of a general downward trend in Colorado that has continued. Despite the legalization of medical marijuana in 2001, the commercialization of medical marijuana in 2009, and the legalization of recreational use, along with home cultivation and sharing among adults at the end of 2012. The earlier numbers come from the CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, to which Colorado contributes data from its own survey. Their survey is conducted every other year from the CDC, and Colorado has not always participated. Let's see. Still, this doesn't look what you would expect to look like what you'd expect to see if relaxing restrictions on marijuana led to more underage consumption. In fact, the downward trend during this period is clearer in Colorado than in the country as a whole. So if you go back all the way to 1999, there's a marijuana use by American teenagers, and I believe this is of all America. It's not... Yeah, okay, so I'm looking at marijuana use by Colorado teenagers. In 1997, it was 46% had said that they had used marijuana. Medical marijuana was legalized in 2001, and it began going on a downward trend. It actually has been going on a downward trend, but as marijuana was legalized for medicinal purposes, as it was commercialized for medicinal purposes, meaning that it could then be available through dispensaries, through medical marijuana dispensaries, this whole time, Colorado has had a downward trend in teenagers using marijuana. So,
well, this is the one thing that is baffling to people who are sort of against these marijuana legalization things. And I frankly, it baffles me, too. I really don't understand. But
why? It says it doesn't confuse me. You take away the forbidden fruit aspect, it doesn't become as sexy. It's not, it doesn't have the sizzle.
I smoked cigarettes in high school.
And you weren't allowed to.
Well, I guess that they were, but they were legal. Marijuana's not legal for
people. But it wasn't legal for you to smoke cigarettes.
Is it legal for high school students to smoke marijuana in Colorado?
No, I guess it wouldn't be.
I don't understand. But the fact is that you cannot. It is undeniable when you look at Portugal, when you look at Amsterdam. You look at these places that have decriminalized drugs, specifically marijuana, that you see a decrease in use. That it's really difficult to look at the U.S. when all these drugs were legal. Fewer than 100 years ago. It's difficult to look at those numbers, but the evidence is that the percentage of the population that uses them has either stayed the same or gone up.
The toll-free number...
The war on drugs has not diminished use.
...is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It almost seems like the best way to reduce drug use is to legalize them.
Those are the numbers.
That's what happened in Amsterdam, and now it's happening in Colorado, and it can happen in your state if you actually do this and you legalize pot and other drugs too. 855-453.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its trial by fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there. Lots of stuff. You get to create the content. You submit right there to the front page. Others who listen can vote on voting up or down on things they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things as well. Just go to freetalklive.com. All you need is a free Reddit account and a free Free Talk Live account. You link the two together in a very quick process and makes it easy for you to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And we accept Bitcoin. The important question is, you've got Dell.com, you've got Wikipedia now, you've got all kinds of online businesses, and even real-life businesses now are accepting Bitcoin. The important question is, are you accepting Bitcoin? Well, if you want to get started, you've got to get a Bitcoin wallet, and you can do that by going to blockchain.com and grabbing the free blockchain wallet. Makes it really easy to accept and send out Bitcoin, especially if you have a smartphone. If you've got a smartphone, this is like a must-do. Blockchain.com. Go and grab your free Bitcoin wallet. We were talking about cannabis legalization out in Colorado and how apparently the statistics are showing that teenagers' use of cannabis, despite the fact that Colorado in 2001 legalized medical marijuana, and then in 2009 commercialized medical marijuana, meaning you could go to dispensaries and acquire it easily. And then, of course, in 2014, or actually, I guess, voted in 2012 to legalize cannabis, which was implemented earlier this year. Year after year after year, teenagers using cannabis, the numbers are dropping. And statistically, over time, quite a bit, actually. So the old argument from the prohibitionists, the people who want to keep the status quo, who want to keep arresting pot smokers, their argument for continuing prohibition, one of the strongest sounding arguments, at least, is that the claim that, oh, well, if you legalize it, then the teenagers are just going to start using even more marijuana than before. But there's no evidence for that whatsoever. Not in Amsterdam, where they've been experimenting with marijuana decriminalization for what, 2 decades now? It seems like it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
So it hasn't happened there, and now, of course, you could always claim then, well, that's apples and oranges. You can't compare Amsterdam with the United States. United States teenagers are much worse, and they're more likely to smoke pot. So, you can make that up. You say apples and oranges, not fair to compare. Well, now it's no more apples and oranges. Now it's Colorado, right here in the United States. The numbers are pretty firm and pretty clear.
And
teenage use does not go up. In fact, in point of fact, it's actually going down in Colorado.
Well, we can also see that crime has diminished in California, correlative to marijuana being basically decriminalized there for, at the very least, medical purposes. But it's very easy to get a medical card in California. We can see here in this story that in Colorado, that since marijuana legalizations, highway fatalities are a near historic low. So I don't know if people are driving more carefully or just not getting on the road. They're staying in their living room and having a trip right there.
Well, the evidence shows that stone drivers are safe, as safe as, if not safer than, regular drivers. They're more cautious on the roads. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this is a really fascinating subject. And to me, there's a lot of questions with the whole marijuana situation in Colorado. But correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Washington State legalize marijuana as well, or am I mistaken?
They did legalize with a referendum in 2012, but I think the implementation of it, I think, has dragged out a little bit. Maybe it just started this summer.
They don't have the businesses in Washington that are going in like they are in Colorado.
Yeah, there's some sort of delay that's happening there, and I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody in Washington State can give us an update on that. But yes, in Seattle, we did see some numbers earlier this year. Statewide, actually, the numbers of arrests have just... they've just dropped off the map. The only people they're arresting now is big, dealers or whatever, or at the very least people with ounces and ounces of pot or over an ounce.
People moving bales.
So literally the arrests went from like 7,000 a year down to 70 or something like that.
Okay, well, see, I have some questions, and one of them is, now, if I understand it correctly, if you go into a pot dealer, I don't want to say dealer.
Store.
Dispensary?
Yeah, dispensary, whatever. You can only buy a quarter ounce at a time. Is that right?
Are you talking about in Colorado?
In Colorado, yeah.
I haven't heard that that is true. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but at the same time, I believe you can possess up to an ounce. So it wouldn't. I would also guess you could probably buy up to an ounce.
Okay, and do they have, like, different grades of marijuana?
Oh, my, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they certainly do. In fact, the main two types of cannabis are indica and sativa. Those are the types of, is it the genus? Is that the word for the plants? Anyway, there's two kinds of
species.
Species, if you will, of cannabis plants, and those are the two main ones. I think there's also cannabis retalis as well, but nobody ever talks about that for some reason. But, yeah, so indica and sativa, and then, of course, within those two areas, there are so many different types. I mean, there's all kinds of names out there. Bubblegum, blueberry, you know, AK-47. There's just all kinds of different strains. These strains, of course, have been cultivated for many years. It's not like they just were created out of nowhere in Colorado. The seeds have been available. That's why Mark Emery from Canada went to prison for so many years, because he sold those seeds on the internet to anybody who wanted to buy them. So, yes, the answer is there are all kinds of different strains, and the people who use them, especially for medical purposes, many of them swear by very specific strains. They get different results from different strains of marijuana with their medical conditions that they have. And so they experiment with different types and find what works best for them to provide them the relief that they need. And even the people who are using them for recreational purposes, some prefer the high that they receive from a sativa plant versus an indica plant, or vice versa. So the answer is yes, there's quite the variety.
Okay, well, I was curious. I wonder how the state-sponsored marijuana sales, you know, the price compares to how it used to be when you buy it on the street.
Another good question.
You know, so, I was wondering about that, and I guess is it still illegal for somebody to ship pot into Colorado and sell it on the street, or to grow their own and sell it?
Shipping it across state lines would likely be a federal crime. That would be my guess. I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice, but that would likely be a federal issue at that point. So yes, that would probably still be considered illegal. And to your question about how much it costs, the last time we looked at this was probably about a month in to this whole experiment. So I don't know what's happened to the prices recently, but the last time we discussed it, basically the position was that because the demand was so ridiculously high out there, that
there's people coming in to Colorado
tourism,
to smoke marijuana, and I think it's going to take a little while for the marketplace to kind of reach an equilibrium. But I think you're exactly right. When somebody can go out and grow a marijuana plant, which is frankly a very easy thing to grow,
it's a weed. Yeah. Throw the seeds out in the backyard and you'll have marijuana.
And so when you can just toss seeds out in your backyard and then have marijuana plants, that's really going to put a lot of downward pressure on pricing, even for the high end bubblegum AK-47, whatever that stuff is.
Well, interestingly, so what they found was that the medical marijuana is cheaper than the regular marijuana, even though it's the same pot.
Okay.
And
can you grow it in your backyard as well?
As I understand it, you can. As I understand it, I'm not familiar with all the rules there. You can have, there's some level of home grow available, and I can't imagine they would restrict somebody to only growing inside. Hey, thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, to anybody that wants to really dig into the details on these issues, there's all kinds of documentation coming out of Colorado, which is great, because Colorado and Washington are going to be these experimental places that people can look to say, this whole ending prohibition thing, it's not such a bad idea after all.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. I don't imagine anybody out there actually opposes the decriminalization or legalization of marijuana. The very least.
Yes, they do.
It's been so long since any of them have called into the show.
Well, the evidence is really dwindling. I mean, this.
Right. What else do you have? The teenagers are not using pot in Colorado as much as they used to. They're down. The usage is down.
This took a lifetime. When I was on, when I was, you know, in my teenage years on MTV, you'd see this. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
I learned it from watching you.
All that nonsense that they talk about, which, you know, I mean, yeah, there certainly are things that affect your brain poorly, but among them, marijuana is the least of it, and it just always got lumped in with the other drugs. And so it's taken people a very long time, and it's amazing how just sort of slow and plodding people are, but now that Washington and Colorado are doing it, people all over the country are like, yeah, oh, it's no big deal. Was it a big deal 10 years ago when people were letting people get thrown in jail for it?
By the way, just to answer our earlier caller's question again, or a little bit more detailed, he asked about the price of legal pot versus illegal pot. It is lower in Colorado. to purchase. It's a lower price to purchase. Yeah, it's legal high-grade cannabis in Colorado is cheaper than buying it in the black market in general. Hey, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and you're trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Over at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go to modup.net and place your order. If you've got Bitcoin, you're going to pay with Bitcoin, you get a 33% discount. Plus, you can use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget code FTL at modup.net for modafinil. That's M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Right back into your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about ending cannabis prohibition and how all the claims from the prohibitionists, including their main claim that, what about the children? Well, it turns out young people in Colorado are using cannabis less than ever. Warren, you're on in Iowa listening to Free Talk Live. Hey there.
Yeah, I just turned 60 a little while ago, and I was smoking pot since I was 16.
Wow.
Okay, and we thought it'd be legalized, you know, a long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I had to give it up because I became a truck driver, and I had to take tests all the time, and I can't risk losing my job, so I quit. It's not addictive. I quit with no problem. I have more problem quit drinking than I do smoking weed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really do believe that alcohol is pretty much addictive. Now, by that I mean physically addictive. The fact is, there are certain personality types that can get addicted to having, ice cream after dinner. You know, they're going to sit there and, I can't handle it anymore. But, those people are just addictive personalities. And they like marijuana, so they become addicted in their own minds. But that doesn't have anything to do with the addictive qualities of marijuana.
Yeah, there's no such thing as it being addictive. It's just a person and how strong their mind is on what they want to do. But I think it's absolutely ridiculous that it's not legal throughout the United States. Okay, my wife would prefer that I smoke weed instead of drink. Everybody would prefer that I smoke instead of drink. And the day that I retire, if it's not legal where I live now, I live in one of the worst states ever. The biggest redneck state there is Oklahoma. Okay? And I don't think it'll ever be legalized there, but I will head out to Colorado, and I'm going to roll me the biggest blunt and sit on the back of my neck and smoke it the day I retire.
Right on, Warren.
Warren, truck drivers don't get thanked enough. You guys keep America moving, and we have everything that we have because you guys move it for us. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. It's a very tough job. It's not what people think, you know.
Do people think driving a truck's easy?
I think people are like, that thing's too big. It shouldn't be there.
Yeah, well, I pass everybody with their campers and going on vacation and drive over. Today I drove over the Mississippi River, and everybody's on the boats and everything like that. I live on a lake, and I've been on that lake for 12 years, and I've only been on my lake four times.
I mean, just because you're so busy driving, you mean?
Trying to keep up my family. I don't know what the economy's going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you know? I heard you, brother. Well, drive safe out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Warren. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, do people really think driving a truck's easy? Man, that's some of the hardest work out there. Not only do you have to drive for hours on end, but you also usually have to work on the unloading end as well. You know, you have to throw boxes and things like that. It's a lot of work.
The pay is diminishing. The competition's huge. And yeah. I think that actually these drivers...
And the regulations are terrible.
Yeah, they look at these trucks like, the local municipalities and states. Yeah, they just look at them like big piles of money. Right. They go after them for all kinds of silly stuff. But I think that driverless cars are going to put that industry out of business at some point. So truck drivers, today they're doing everything for us, but at some point they're going to be moved out of the way. Going to be like blacksmiths.
All right, so you can bring up anything that you want here tonight. In fact, that's what Benjamin's going to do here via Skype, and he's in California. Hello, Benjamin. Do we have Benjamin in California? Going once, Benjamin going twice. I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes my computer and the sound card just goes bad. We'll look into that, see if we can get him on here in a little bit. But, you know, what great news that here we have the numbers coming out of Colorado. In fact, as Mason Tevert of the Marijuana Policy Project points out, quote, once again, claims that regulating marijuana would leave Colorado in ruins have proven to be unfounded. How many times do marijuana prohibition supporters need to be proven wrong before they stop declaring our marijuana laws are increasing teen use?
Well,
they were wrong when they said regulating medical marijuana would do it, and they were wrong when they doubled down and said making marijuana legal for adults would do it.
A lot of these, okay, first off, when you just look at certain industries, like the medical marijuana industry didn't, to some extent, didn't want to see recreational marijuana come in play. The alcohol industry, private prisons actually had something to say about this.
Oh, yeah.
There were several industries that were dumping money into it. Now, these people are just essentially lobbyists, so everybody knows they're paid liars. No one cares what they say. Well, once they realize they're a lobbyist, but they would disguise themselves sort of as concerned citizens. Now, there's probably, you know, this one in a million concerned citizen that cares enough about marijuana legalization to go out and create some kind of, you know, ruckus or something to actually make, you know, some organization and do something like that. But the vast majority of people that are in the non-decriminalization realm, these people are getting paid by organizations that want to see marijuana remain illegal. Oh, by the way, police unions. Huge in this.
Police chiefs as well.
Why in the world would police not want to see, why would they care about what laws they enforce and what they don't enforce,
right,
unless, in fact, they really do want to have more arrests?
Right. Well, what is their job? Is their job to enforce the law? Is their job to protect peace? Because if it's protect peace, they've been on the wrong side of that for a long time in a lot of ways. Like, the whole war on drugs creates, you know, it destroys peace on its own. But, you know, the police would generally argue that, oh, I'm just enforcing the law. I'm just doing my job. Well, the people, through the representatives, or in the case of Colorado, it's the people directly. These are people who've decided your job needs to be different now. Why are you coming to complain about that? Why are you coming to say, don't change our jobs? Obviously, they have a preference, and their preference is to keep the money rolling in for the war on drugs from the federal government, from the state government, asset forfeiture confiscations as well.
It creates law enforcement jobs. There's no doubt about that. And I frankly don't
see jobs, too.
Well,
you have to deal with real criminals, busting potheads.
I think that anybody who works for the government shouldn't have a vote any longer. Why in the world would an employee get to say how the government's run?
Let's pass that one in New Hampshire, Mark. That's a great idea. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I also don't think they should be able to come testify in front of state reps, government agents, unless they're, like, specifically invited for some expert testimony. We're coming up.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com.
between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want here toll free. Live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. The numbers are showing the prohibitionists were wrong again. And they've been wrong on this one. We've known they've been wrong. We've seen the statistics from Amsterdam, the Netherlands, where teenagers, after marijuana was decriminalized there, did not increase in their use. In fact, usage went down. And we're now seeing the same statistics in Colorado, where usage has been going down ever since, even since before they legalized cannabis for medicinal purposes back in 2001. And since that point, it's continued to go down, the teenage use of cannabis. So the claim that legalizing cannabis would increase the teenagers' use, not true. No evidence for it whatsoever. In fact, the reverse is true. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts, and we're going to continue with your calls. Let's go to Franklin in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Franklin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just heard a lot of calls coming in about, they had questions about the cannabis legalization. Well, there's a documentary called The Union, and it's pretty informative, and I think everybody should listen to it and watch it.
What's it about?
It just basically goes back from where the 30s, when marijuana was first legalized, and the first law ever was actually ordering farmers to grow it for hemp.
Yeah, they, hemp is, hemp's not marijuana in the same sense. I mean, I guess it can cross.
It's the male plant.
Yeah, it's not really,
It doesn't have THC in it, really.
You have to smoke a lot of it. A lot of rope.
You'd probably die from smoke inhalation before you'd get high off of it.
Yeah.
So anything else you wanted to share about that, Franklin? Go ahead.
All these people saying that, we got we're in debt a lot, but marijuana is a $3.5 billion industry.
Well, you can guarantee that marijuana being legalized isn't going to save the politicians from their debt problems. They're just going to keep spending money.
Even if the politicians get more money, they'll just spend that money and then spend more of it that they don't have.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't say marijuana being legalized is a solution to the problems of the state as far as their politics and the way politicians behave. But at the very least, it'll keep peaceful people out of the hands of the police in a lot of ways. And that's going to be good for the economy, because if you're not taking marijuana users and putting them in cages and destroying their family lives, then those are people who will be productive members of the economy for the most part, as they currently are today.
All right. Frank,
thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Troy. He's in South Carolina. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
I had a question. What is the financial side of the business in Colorado in the last 2 years, like it's saying dispensary? What's the financial growth? What are the kind of numbers if you could tell me?
I have not looked at the numbers in a couple few months, but the growth was pretty tremendous when we looked. I think it was probably around April, May range. We did get kind of a recap on the first 3 months of the year, and there was steady growth.
It has to be pretty good, because there are people now going to Colorado specifically for the purpose of smoking marijuana.
Pot tourism, as it's called. They have the pop. There was like a lady who would you could hire a limousine to take you around, and they literally have pot tours where you go, like, you know, kind of like a pub crawl, except you go to the different dispensaries, you get in the limo, and you smoke up in the limo on the way to the next dispensary. So, yeah, there's all kinds of neat things that are cropping up. Different jobs are being created, obviously, to create this marijuana industry. Everything from, you know, the dispensary barista, for lack of a better term, the person serving you the marijuana, to the people who are clipping the plants and doing the, you know, the kind of the labor, the hard labor of the growing, to the distribution chain. And in the, like I said, this lady with the limousine tours, to the kind of the weird stuff that's on the periphery. There's all kinds of jobs being created out there. So it's an exciting time. And dispensaries are popping up. Troy, anything else you want to share?
I basically have to listen to the show and kind of hit the. I'm just curious about the numbers, especially with the debt. I mean, each state, if you see the revenue, you can tax this stuff in each state and maybe bring our country out of debt a little bit. But like you said, the politicians and other organizations have been paying people to fight this law, you know, to make it legal, just cause the money, the revenue, like the private sector jails and stuff like that. Like, I think that's just crazy.
Yeah, I think that it's a selling point when you talk to people who are sort of uninformed on the subject, to use, you know, the taxation angle. I think that that's fine, but from my standpoint, I don't think it really makes a difference, because the politicians are getting the percentage of your income that you're willing to give up to them before you pick up a pitchfork and a torch. Hopefully, you know, what their job is to take as much of your money without you complaining about it to enough, you know, without you being willing to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what their job is. They're supposed to steal just enough and tell enough stories about why it's a good idea they steal from you. So this is just sort of an excuse. They're never going to manage their money properly, because they never have managed their proper
money. It's not
their
money.
There isn't one day in U.S. history where the debt has been paid off. Under Andrew Jackson, and I think he was the 9th president. Somebody's going to get me for this, because he was probably the 8th. But it was down to like 5 digits. But this guy is the one who got rid of the Second National Bank. So, now with the Federal Reserve has been in place for more than 100 years, and the currency is basically a debt currency based on the value of your labor. That's what it is. It's a slave note. There is no reason to pay off the debt. Paying off the debt is counterproductive to what bankers and politicians want.
Troy?
Cool. You answered all my questions.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's continue here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Bob's in Ohio, listening to WLOH. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir.
Yep. I just wanted to talk about the marijuana thing a minute.
Go for it. You're on the air.
I've been smoking every day for 40 years.
Nice.
Today.
How's it going?
Oh, just dandy.
How's your short-term memory?
Not too bad. But no, I've never been arrested. I've never had a traffic ticket. I've always had a job. I've always been fairly responsible. And I've been probably a little lucky.
Yeah, you've been lucky, too. There's no doubt about it.
But the marijuana thing, I mean, the government could make so much money off of marijuana if they would just, you know, do it.
But that's the worst part about it.
Not only the farming, but they can make furniture out of it. They can make clothing out of it. They
we don't want the government making our furniture, right?
I don't know of any government agency that's ever made furniture.
I mean, if you get hard up, you could smoke your couch.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
right.
So I've never been that hard up for weed.
But there's hundreds and hundreds of uses for marijuana. Yeah.
No, you know what you're talking about is hemp, actually. I mean, it's the hemp plant.
Right.
It's really the useful plant as far as it's, you know, really strong fiber, and there's all kinds of neat stuff that can be done with it. But to your earlier point, the worst part about legalization is the fact that most of these legalization schemes involve regulation and they involve taxation of this product. And that's one of the things that's really driving the price up in Colorado and Washington is the fact that it's being taxed. And I don't think that the government should be taxing people who are growing plants and selling plants. I don't think taxes should exist at all. But certainly, if we're going to be decriminalizing or legalizing pot, I'd prefer there be no regulatory structure over top of it. Just get the government the hell out of it. They're already controlling it because it's illegal, and they still want to control it when it's legal. And I don't want them to control it. I don't think that brings good things. It just increases the size of the state.
It's just a plant. I mean, why should they tell us how many tomato plants we can grow in our backyard?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it should be an open market kind of thing or a private business kind of thing.
Right on, Bob. Thanks for the call tonight. Enjoy your smoke. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, you know, I mean, think about alcohol licenses for a second. Would your town descend into fiery chaos if for some reason the state ceased to issue alcohol licenses and any business that wanted to, you know, serve you up a Mai Tai could do that?
Of course not. I mean, what would happen? I mean, how much worse could the alcohol situation get as far as people abusing it? I mean, it's not like the state alcohol regulatory commission stops people from buying too much alcohol and going overboard.
The single biggest problem with alcohol in this country has to do with government. The fact is that drinking and driving, it used to be that there was a pub in your little area of town. You could walk to the local pub.
Now it's not zoned for that.
Because zoning kicks in, now you have to drive to the local bar, so therefore, you know, the people that over-serve themselves, well, they're a danger on the roads.
You can't walk home either. You'll get arrested for walking home in some cases. I mean, the consequences won't usually be as bad, but they'll do what they call protective custody around here and basically kidnap you for a night if they think you're too drunk on the streets. The toll-free
number.
That's
better, in my opinion, than getting pulled over.
Like I said, the consequences aren't as bad, but, you know, you can't even walk home from the bar. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, whether it's drug legalization or whatever happens to be on your mind. Is the Republican Party changing, and what's the latest with Uber? Come on.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off, and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available, but hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.